Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Safe Thoughts Daily. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as relevant as ever. Stress management. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the daily grind, it's easy to feel like we're constantly on edge. But here's the thing, you don't have to live your life feeling overwhelmed. We've all been there, haven't we? That feeling of your heart racing, your shoulders tense, and your mind buzzing with a million thoughts all at once. It's like that inner alarm is going off, but the problem is, sometimes it just stays on. So how do we turn that alarm system down and actually find some calm in the chaos? Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that can seriously help you manage stress effectively and bring back some balance to your life. First up, identify your stress triggers. Think about what situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send you spiraling. Are there certain deadlines that make you anxious? Maybe social gatherings drain your energy? Recognizing these triggers is the first step to taking control. It's like knowing which buttons not to push when you're playing a complicated game. Second, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as investing in yourself, you deserve it. This could mean anything from getting enough sleep to making time for activities that bring you joy, like reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with friends. Third, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness helps you slow down and be present in the moment. Try simple techniques like focusing on your breath, paying attention to your senses, or even just taking a few moments to appreciate the beauty around you. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your inner chaos. Next up, build healthy coping mechanisms. Stress can take a toll on our well-being, so it's essential to have healthy ways to cope. Exercise, for example, is a fantastic stress reliever. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Journaling can also be incredibly helpful. It allows you to process your thoughts and emotions in a safe space. And don't underestimate the power of talking things out with someone you trust. Finally, remember to set boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. Learning to prioritize your own needs and protect your energy is crucial for managing stress effectively. This might mean declining extra commitments, saying no to tasks that drain you, or simply taking time for yourself when you need it. You are not obligated to be everything to everyone all the time. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, your alarm goes off, and you already feel that familiar knot of stress tightening in your chest. The pile of emails is looming, deadlines are approaching, and you just want to crawl back under the covers. But instead of letting that anxiety take over, remember what we talked about today. Take a few deep breaths, identify those stressors, maybe it's that specific email or project, and then consciously choose how you want to respond. Could you delegate some tasks? Could you break down that big project into smaller, more manageable chunks? Maybe even just take a short walk outside to clear your head and recharge. By applying these strategies, you can turn that Monday morning dread into a day of focused productivity and even find moments of calm amidst the chaos. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress altogether, because let's face it, life is full of ups and downs. It's about equipping yourself with the tools and strategies to navigate those challenges effectively and maintain your emotional well-being. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment to reflect on today's episode. Which of these takeaways resonated most with you? How can you implement them into your daily routine starting today? Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep checking back for more daily doses of inspiration and guidance right here on Safe Thoughts Daily. Until next time, stay calm and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.